Hi, thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I am your host, Kyra Carlin, and I am so freaking thankful that you decided to listen to this podcast. I am a passionate entrepreneur who is obsessed with helping others show up unapologetically. Here's the thing. I spent my entire life showing up how I thought I was supposed to, because then I was going to be happy. It was once I realized that when I would show up as myself unapologetically, that I was going to start finding my passion and my purpose, which was helping others do the same. I take my job very seriously with helping you through my life tips, my life tricks that I have had, and some stories and rants that you're going to hear along the way. I just want to thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast, because this is what's changed my life. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I'm your host, Kyra Carlin, and I am so excited to bring you this word, to bring you some help, to bring you some hope, hopefully. I know that for myself, this is a piece of advice that I wish I had more often. And if I can be that voice in your ear to help remind you of who you are and how much you matter, I'm going to do that. So this is going to be an episode that is very much, it's going to ruffle some feathers if you are somebody who is or are doing these things. I don't know about you, but it is super easy to allow other people's actions to determine my worthiness. Maybe you heard that and you're like, that's not me. That's not me. Okay, cool. I love that for you. But there's some of us out there who genuinely feel the need to not only people please, like we talked about last week, but to also feel like we will be happy, or we will be worthy, or we will be enough, or we will find ourselves feeling some sort of way about ourselves when somebody else does something. Let me go ahead and give you some examples, because maybe you're still thinking like, I don't think that's me. If you have ever told yourself that you will feel better when you get engaged, you'll feel better when you get married, you will feel more like yourself when you are a wife, you'll feel like you are called when you are a mom, you will feel better when you own a house, you will feel better when you get your promotion at work. Almost all of those things are doing something with somebody else. You are allowing somebody else to determine whether or not you are going to be happy, whether or not you are going to feel like you enough, whether you feel like you matter. And so many times we get caught up in this if, then, when, I, that you forget that what you have right now, while it may not be picture perfect, while it may not be what you want, you can create the life that you want with what you have right now, but you have to be willing to take a look at it. You have to be willing to show up for it. You have to be willing to do the work that it takes to get you to where you want to go. Maybe it's going to take you longer. Maybe it's going to take you a lot more work if you do it like that, but I'm going to tell you right now, when you no longer tie your worthiness or your happiness onto somebody else's actions, you can create it anytime that you want to. Maybe you heard that and you're like, that's not for me. I'm going to tell you right now, yes, it is. You're being stubborn. And I'm just going to call you out because I know what it's like to feel like you. I know what it's like to even be that person that's like, no, I'll just do it all on my own. That's not what I said. It is allowing yourself to recognize how you feel, recognize your feelings that you are placing on somebody else, and allowing yourself to grow from where you at, to create the life that you want and be the version of you that you know God created without pinning it on somebody else. I don't want you happy when she finally likes your comments, when she finally likes your pictures on Instagram. I don't want you happy when you finally have a business builder. I don't want you happy when you reach a certain rank in your company. I want you to tie and I want you to create your happiness based upon the actions that you take. So take, for example, allowing yourself to daydream and wish and visionary what your dream house or your dream wedding is going to look like. That literally brings me joy. Going onto Pinterest and looking for things that I love, looking at them, I'm allowing myself to bring me joy right now. I am not looking at it and thinking, I can't wait to have that because then I'm going to be happy. But just the thought, just the idea of doing that is what makes me happy. And the idea of it is what makes me show up and do the hard things, do the work that I don't want to do, show up when I don't want to show up, because I know that the work that I put in is creating the happiness that is going to become the things that I want. It's not working so that I have a nice house so that then I'll be happy, because if you're not happy during the process, if you're not happy during the work, you're not going to be happy when you get to the end game. You're not going to be happy when you get to your goal, whenever you get the proposal, when you get the ring, when you get the promotion. You're not going to be happy then. If you are not allowing yourself to be happy during the build, you're not going to be happy when it's finished. And sometimes that's a really hard pill to take, because we allow ourselves to think that the work is hard and the work is messy and the work is draining and it's running us down and we're overworked and we're burnt out. I'm gonna tell you right now, you're burnt out because you're feeling like it's taking you so long to get to happiness. You're burnt out because you think that when you get to that goal, you're no longer gonna have those feelings. But I'm gonna tell you something else. If you are not where you want to be right now, if you were magically placed there tomorrow, now you have your dream husband, your dream house, your dream car, your dream job, everything that you've ever wanted, you just woke up to it. Would you be able to sustain it? Would you be able to keep up with all the things that it takes to have that amount of money? Would you be able to do the kind of things that it takes to have that house or have that job? The thing is, you're forgetting is that you're really wishing away the happiness, the work that it's going to take to get you to what you think will make you happy. How cool would it be to realize that you get to decide your happiness is in today, because you're able to see and count your blessings that God has given you right now. You're able to live in the wonder that He already knew was going to be there, that you get to be the daughter that He created or the son that He created exactly how He wanted you to. But you were in a hurry, so you skipped over the blessings. You skipped over the lessons, so the lessons keep popping up. I have heard this so many times. Be careful what you wish for. But I also think sometimes it's be careful what you pray for. And I heard this mentioned a couple weeks ago, and it's one of the oldest songs that I can think of, is Unanswered Prayers by Garth Brooks. Because sometimes we pray for things that we think are going to make us happy. And I am sure God is up there just laughing at us, thinking like, if you only knew what I already had in store. You're praying for instant, and I'm giving you long term. You're praying to be happy right now. You're praying so that you get fulfilled. And what you're missing is that when He blesses you with immeasurably more than you could ever imagine, it takes the eyes off of you and it brings the eyes to Him. And that's His goal all along. So while we may have prayers that we're praying that we want answered right now, that's because we want the glory. We want the gratification. And His goal always is to bring glory to Him. And He gets to bring the most glory to Him when He has so many of us screaming from the rooftop, so happy with how much He's blessed us in our lives. And if He answered every prayer that we have, we wouldn't count them for blessings, because sometimes the prayers that we're praying, we want them so badly right now that if they happen, it would just be, oh my gosh, thank you. And then you would be moving on. When you have to wait, when you have to work, when you have to really pray hard for something for a long time, when that happens, you really can't help but shout, because you know without any doubt in your mind that it was Him. It was Him that answered it. It wasn't your hard work. It wasn't your long hours. Those things, that work that you do, well done, good and faithful servant, that work you put in, the hours that you trace, like all the things that you do, they do create your way of showing and recognizing your happiness, your way of allowing yourself to be fulfilled. But those instant goals, those instant gratifications, those instant prayers that you want answered, they're ones that you would think them and get used to them just as quickly as you prayed for them. So maybe if you're in the slump, maybe if you're in the waiting period, remember that God does His best work while we're waiting. This is not, it's not just up to you. But the other thing to remember is that God doesn't just deliver your blessings while you're sitting around doing nothing. Show up for what you want to show up for. Allow yourself to be happy. Allow yourself to find joy right now, working towards things that are important to you, and watch God just bless your life with immeasurably more than you could have ever imagined. I don't know who needed this message, but I pray that it was your reminder that this season that you're in is for a reason. So maybe don't wish it away, but whistle while you work, sister. Allow yourself to work through this, because he's doing work that will bless you more than just right now. And the more you can remember that, the more you can remind yourself of that, the better you're going to feel showing up on the daily tasks, showing up when it's hard, showing up when you don't want to, because you know what you're showing up for, and so does he. So I hope that this is helpful for you. I hope that you're reminded exactly for what you need. Hopefully somebody prayed for this, and I hope this is your sign to remember to keep showing up, because that's truly when his work is done best.
Thank you guys so much for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I would appreciate it if you could subscribe and maybe give me a rating for what you love about this podcast. I appreciate all the reviews, and your love and support means more to me than you will ever know.